Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Our score at the break is Mountain Home boys leading Green County Tech by a count of 25-23. We will look over halftime numbers. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Del, before we get to your game, right now we're seeing a pretty good game between these two boys teams right now.
Well, it's a great game. You can tell both teams are really prepared, well coached, and, you know, we're up two. And, I hope for Coach Fulcher and Coach Morris and our boys, I really would like to see them get this one. It'd mean a lot. They need a win. They deserve a win.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. Now, as far as your game tonight, you started off on an 11-0 run. You know, boy, Tech really struggled from the floor to start off.
Well, we really needed that start, especially on the road. It helped a lot. And they've got a good team, and they started out the league losing by three at Nettleton. They played Nettleton closer than anybody else in our league, and Nettleton is just a powerhouse.
Yep.
And then, you know, we had to fight really hard and win the game at home against them and won it in overtime. So, you know, their record is deceiving. I still think that they are going to ruin somebody's season. As far as trying to get in, I hope that, you know, obviously we've played them twice now, so we're past that. But I really hope that they can get West Memphis and they can get Marion when they play them again. That would help us a lot. And from this point out, I'm a big Green County Tech fan. And, you know, I got to say that, you know, obviously Coach Husky has an invested interest because of Peyton.
Sure.
But, you know, he's a basketball junkie he and Chris are so proud of Peyton. And you know, the thing about Peyton that's been tough this year is the way she's been guarded. It's been hard for her to get shots, but she's been so positive and been such a good team player and such a leader. And the things that she does, you can't put in a statistical category. But Coach Husky, he watches film, and we, you know, sat in the office and talk, you know, game strategy and chalk talk. And, you know, I said, I tell you what, why don't you just – when we go over our defensive game plan, why don't you just, you know, he was one of the best I've ever been around.
And, yeah,
you know, he just kind of went out there and talked, and just a few little things that make such a big difference. And, you know, I felt like that he had everything to do with that start tonight. And then our girls just were physical and did a great job. Anna Grace Foreman did a great job on 24 Grambling, who is such a talented player. And then all the other girls fought and scrapped. I mean, we had scratches and, you know, blood on us. I mean, really proud of them. And I thought the defense that we played and then getting out in transition had a lot to do with that win. And really, really, really good win. We've got the hardest team I've ever coached. You know, when you start talking about the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth player, that all changes every night. You never know, depending on matchups and different things. And it's so hard trying to find minutes for everybody. And this group has been very unselfish because one night, you know, they might play – somebody might play a little, they might play a lot, and they might not play any. And it was a very excited locker room. And
yeah, I'll bet.
I'm proud of our kids because there's some really tough roles on this team.
And one thing I was just thinking about, three straight road trips. You know the old cliche, two out of three ain't bad. That's a very big to get two wins.
Yeah, and really, really feel like, you know, you start looking at things and you think, oh, man, we should have got three. And
yeah, well,
but still, if you'd have told me before the road trip started that we were going to get two out of three, I would have took it in a heartbeat. tough stretch, brutal stretch. And then you throw in having to, you know, fight the flu and different things like that. We really got to be smart tomorrow. And tomorrow is going to be more of a film day and maybe just a little bit of shooting. I really want to get their legs back tomorrow. And then we can do more prep stuff on Thursday and then Friday. But, man, it's going to be nice to be back home.
Absolutely. About 2.5 weeks since your last home game, I think, something like that.
It's been a while, the Mountain Home people always come out and watch our kids, and we've gotten better. And you look at the defensive progress, and you know we're getting really good shots. I mean, we're getting really good shots, and you know, if everybody individually just keeps grinding and keeps working and. You know, it could be a different kid every night, and it's a fun team. It's a good team, and you know, we just need to keep focusing on each other and what we got to do to get better and win the next one. And you know, there's plenty of distractions that you don't have control of, like you know, the flu and sometimes officiating and different things like that. So what you do is you worry about the things you can't control, and that's to have a great attitude and do whatever you can to help our team win. And this team's been good about that.
Real quickly, I did want to ask you, is Paragould still banged up a little bit?
No, as every time we get somebody, they're healthy and, you know, they're, you know, playing well. And, you know, that's the way it's been for us this year. A lot of these teams have stubbed their toe or maybe lost a game they shouldn't. And, you know, they happen to have a turned ankle that night or had a couple out sick or this or that. And, you know, we've never been lucky enough to play one of those, you know, Paragould, Nettletons, or Jonesboro's when that's been going on, you know.
Yeah.
There's been some other people that have caught them on one of those nights, and, you know, but that's okay. I mean, you can't worry about luck, you know, good luck or bad luck. You can't worry about that. You just work your tail off and try to take advantage of opportunities, and that's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. Well, Adele, again, congratulations on this win, and good luck on Friday.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you.
That was Mountain Home Girls Coach Del Leonard. Let's take a look at our scoring summary for both teams real quick. Right now, leading the way for Mountain Home is Matt Jones with 7 points. 6 on the night so far for Talon Benton. 4 each for Colton Peters and Brandon Morris. 3 for Hunter Bashirs and 1 for Baylor Casilius. For Greene County Tech, leading the way right now is Zane Butler with 11 points. 9 on the night for Cade Cancilla and 3 for Jake Boland. Mountain Home so far with 4 turnovers, Greene County Tech with 3. This game has had so far 6 ties and 4 lead changes. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 25-23. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.